Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Drive EV program, well, you can find out about electric vehicles. Also, you can check their Plugged In podcast, and their EV Ready program gives you $50 in bill credits for home EV charging setups. DriveEV.com to find out more. And today we are joined by James Price, Better Business Bureau, here this morning, and we've got lots to talk about. Some small business information, I think, is going to be helpful to folks, as well as some tips on how to research businesses before you buy. So, James, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
Good to have you. And so I'm not sure where you want to start here, but you just take it away with whichever one. We'll dive into a couple of different subjects today.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I would say is that local businesses is one of the things people should actually take attention to and make sure that you are supporting those local businesses, because those local businesses will support you in the long run. So it's a powerful way to strengthen the community, help it thrive, finding hidden gems in the neighborhood, to shopping, to online, restaurants, countless other ways to do it. So BBB has some tips to shop small any time of the year. First thing to do is research the shops that are nearest you. Before heading out to a big box retailer or online shop or a major retailer, check to see if there's local businesses that have what you want. And they could be little boutique shops, a service provider, a neighborhood restaurant. I really like the neighborhood restaurant thing, because it's like you're going to experience your neighborhood. In years past, we would have visitors come to town, and they'd say, "Hey, where do you want to go eat?" And they would always say, "I want to go to any place that's not a chain."
Oh.
And so we have a lot of those in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County area, that people should go to and check out. Your choice of small shopping makes a difference to those businesses. You know, even before you go online and find those, you can read reviews. And of course, you can go to BBB.org to kind of see how those reviews are, if there's any complaints about businesses. But most businesses, when people are involved with those businesses, they want to have a good customer experience for people. They didn't go in and start a business to take advantage of people. They wanted to start a business because it was something they loved, they wanted to get involved with, and support their communities and help their thriving family as well. So get involved, support small businesses that make your hometown unique. Find out what local events are happening in your area. Visiting the local chamber of commerce is a great way to do it. Merchants associations. Check out American Express advice on how to shop small at shopsmall.org. Is another place that you can go look at those different ways you can get involved in the community. Sign up for mail alerts offered by merchants in your area. Keep in mind that you'll probably get additional deals throughout the year, so you got to kind of be careful about what you sign up for, because all of a sudden your mailbox could actually be overflowing. And then connect with businesses on social media. You don't even have to connect with them, but most of these businesses will follow them so much, but they'll put out what they're doing out there on a regular basis for you to take a look at.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them put a lot of effort and work into those emails and also the loyalty clubs, and you earn points and things like that, and they help you and you help them by patronizing those businesses. So all of that's very important.
Oh yeah. Look for BBB accredited businesses when you're choosing to spend your money. Look for that BBB accredited business seal. These businesses have committed to upholding trustworthy practices that you can use and shop with confidence along the way. BBB holds those businesses to a standard, And of course, the businesses, they want to be held accountable to those standards, and they want people to know that hey, we want to take care of you, your information, we're going to advertise honestly, and those kind of things. Recommend businesses to your friends and family. Turn a shopping event into friends and family extravaganza. Visit your local stores and explore new ones. Take time to get to know business owners. Consider purchasing gift cards to your favorite local spots. Those make great presents along the way, whether it's for holidays or birthdays or whatever. Help businesses bring in revenue now, and you can also recommend your favorite small business to coworkers, friends, families, people in your small groups. Sometimes we hear local businesses are going out of business, and you're going, "Oh, why are they going out of business? I really love that place." Well, how many times in the last year did you actually go there? And so those are the kind of things that keep these businesses going. Don't just shop retail. Take time out to go to local restaurants and support those local service providers. Many people think that shopping at local retail stores is the only way to participate. However, those small independent-owned restaurants, bakeries, coffee shops, they would love to invite new customers. Local service providers like mechanics, landscapers, saloons, and pet groomers that rely on those communities to just like retail stores do. I know a lot of times in our small groups, we talk about, hey, where did you guys go eat this past weekend? What's new along those lines? And what do you recommend? And then you can shop small online too. There's local businesses that have online websites, little Etsy stores and that kind of stuff that can provide those kind of things as well. We highly encourage you to shop small business in the community and support those businesses that make our community thrive overall.
Yeah, you bring up a good point about online too, because with online, whatever that favorite small business that that you frequent, check them out on their Facebook page. Maybe they do announcements, or they just got a shipment of this in or that. I know a lot of the downtown businesses do a really good job at that. So definitely support small business, and I mean that's kind of the backbone of your community, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
James Price with us today as we talk about different subjects today, small business and supporting small business. He is with the Better Business Bureau. And kind of on that same line, before you buy, you also need to do your due diligence, do your research, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I kind of picked this the second topic overall, because we want to support small business and people who are trying to make a name in our communities and that kind of thing. But the other thing you want to do is how do you research any business before you buy? And BBB offers some tips on that. First thing you do is you can search BBB.org. BBB reports on millions of businesses across North America. If the business has a BBB profile, you can view that profile. You can look at the rating. You can look at customer complaints and reviews. If you can't find the business on BBB.org, you can always call your local BBB office and ask them if they have any other information about that business. And there's sometimes we do have additional information along the way.
Yeah, and a note about that too is too, James, that the business profiles, I think maybe some people believe that there are only accredited BBB businesses on the website. And while it's a great piece of information to know because you know that they have to agree to certain standards in business, there are businesses on there that have a letter grade and things of that nature that are maybe not accredited at this point, or they've only been around for a couple of years, things like that.
Right, absolutely. So a business can have a rating of an A plus, even if they're not accredited. And that just shows that they don't have a history of complaints. They might even have some good reviews out there. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to getting their business accredited yet. But there's a lot of businesses out there who are in great standing with BBB and they're not accredited. And it's just a good way to kind of take a look at it. On the other hand, there are businesses out there that have lower ratings, and those are the ones you want to really make sure you take a look at. If you have a business out there who that has a C, D, or an F rating, you kind of want to know about that before you give them some money along the way. Check for that. An accredited business too will do. When a business gets accredited with BBB, we make sure that they have the proper licensing and insurance, and they have all the proper credentials through the state before we accredit them. So some of the things that we'll talk about here, if the business is not accredited, well, then you need to go do some of those things before you may want to use them, like checking if the business has a license, make sure that they have insurance. You can contact the state attorney general office and see if there's any issues with the business that you may want to know about before you get involved with them. Make sure that there's a physical address for the business. Some businesses, they work out of their home, which is good. And so when you go to BBB, you'll see that you'll say, hey, here's this business, and their address is on record with BBB in Murfreesboro. And that's okay because some of these people work out of their home and they don't necessarily need people coming to their home because they provide services elsewhere. But if the business is not accredited and there's no address, well, then you still have to do some research to find out, is it a legitimate business overall and where do they do business at? Check their websites for privacy and security protocols. Make sure that the company has a privacy policy that they're going to protect your information. That's another thing that BBB will do when a business gets accredited is we'll make sure that they have a privacy policy that they protect your information, that they have a return policy and those kind of things in place before they can actually get accredited. Look for trust marks online, familiarize yourself with any terms and conditions that the business may have that they should put on their website. And if the website is very, very vague, then again, you still have to go do some research along the way.
Yeah, some great information here, especially, looking for, the BBB seal if it's on the website. And you also, just because it's there, you need to make sure that it's not just a photo of that. You need to be able to click on it and go to their profile because sometimes, and I know you guys probably run into that all the time, there's some businesses that don't have it properly displayed or, I mean, you all provide that to accredited businesses for their websites.
That's a really good tip, Brian. If a business has a BBB seal on their website and you click on it and it does not go to their Better Business Bureau page, then you need to go to BBB.org and look up the business to see if the business is accredited or not, or if they have a good rating. Believe it or not, there are businesses out there who will put the Better Business seal on their website, and when you go to BBB, they do not have a good rating. And if you find one of those, we would like to know about it. We have people that police them all the time to make sure that people who say they're accredited are really accredited and they're following the standards that we have. We want to look out for the businesses and the consumer along the way.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a situation of they were once accredited and now they're not. It could be a situation of they were accredited and because of their failure to uphold some of the standards, they're now no longer accredited and it's still there. I know I've shared with you a couple of different times that. So, just because the seal's there, don't take for granted. Also, just because you see some information on their website with a rating and all that kind of thing, don't just take their reviews because they're only going to post the best ones. So, yeah, some really good tips there. And that's no matter who you're doing business with. And the important thing, shop local when you can, and also do your homework. So, good stuff, James. As always, we certainly appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Brian. You have an awesome day.
You too. That is James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us today here on Rutherford Issues, 101.9, 100.5, WGNS and WGNSradio.com. And just a quick reminder that we will have high school softball tonight. Our game will begin at 5:45 airtime. We'll be on the air with Oakland Stewart's Creek, and that's softball tonight, 5:45, 6 o'clock, first pitch. We're going to keep all the rain out of here. We got to get these games in, and because spring fling's next week, so be prepared for that as well. Lots of traffic around town. That's going to do it here for the show. My thanks to James Price of the Better Business Bureau. Go BBB.org, where you can find more information. Have a good day. See you next time.